This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 368 for Wednesday, April 30th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher on Wednesday, despite downturns in comparable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were down. Crude oil fell by more than $2 US per barrel due to recession fears, with April becoming its worst performing month since November 2021. The Canadian dollar was up 0.3 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The July canola contract was up $5.40 per ton at $692.40. In the U.S., corn and most wheat varieties were higher, while soybeans were down. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average daily ethanol production for the week ended April 25th at 1.04 million barrels per day, up 7,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were down 92,000 barrels at 25.89 million, the lowest since January. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today a private export sale of 120,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations during the current marketing year. South Korean importers tendered for a total of 263,000 tons overnight, with the corn originating from the Pacific Northwest for delivery this summer. Ukraine's Ag Ministry said its April corn exports totaled 750,000 tons, down 56% from last year. The July corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.76. The USDA reported a private export sale of 110,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations on Tuesday for delivery in the current marketing year. Argentina's Ag Ministry said soybean sales are at its slowest pace in 11 years, as producers hold on to their crop due to a slower harvest and uncertainty over the country's exchange rate. Brazil's Supreme Court has allowed the state of Mato Grosso to withdraw tax incentives for major grain traders who signed on to a soy moratorium, a pact prohibiting soybean purchases from areas affected by Amazon deforestation after 2008. Mato Grosso produces one-third of Brazil's soybeans. The July soybean contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.45. A seven-day weather forecast is showing heavy rains from Kansas to Texas next week, ranging from 25 to 125 millimeters. Sovacon raised its Russian wheat export estimate for 2024-25 by 200,000 tons at 40.7 million, while the 2025-26 estimate was up by 600,000 tons at 39.7 million. The USDA's attaché in Australia projected the country's wheat crop to total 31 million tons in 2025-26, more than 3 million less than in 2024-25, but above the 10-year average. Ukraine said its April wheat exports were down 61% from last year at 1.46 million tons. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.31. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.30. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 30th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti. Have a great day.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.